I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster live! That's the noise of people who are alive! Hooray! This is the podcast that dives into the shopping listery of a whole host of funny, brilliant, talented, and crucially Amazon-addicted people. To kick off series two, I'm very thrilled to welcome a comic and actor. Which way around, Kerry Godleman, do you like this to go? Actor and comic or comic and actor?
Depends what I'm doing that week.
Okay, right. So what is it? What's happened this
comic.
Week? Comic. All right. I'm thrilled to welcome comic and actor, Kerry Godleman, who I first worked with on a bog roll commercial.
Oh, yes. Living the dream.
Yeah. It's true, isn't it?
It is true.
13 years ago.
With a talking baby.
That's right, yeah. You were pregnant at the time as well.
I was, to my now 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, that's a horrifying reminder that time has
passed. Old.
We're really fucking
yeah.
old. Anyway, Kerry's career since that bog roll advert has sadly declined. She's now doing shows like Live at the Apollo, Taskmaster and Afterlife. But today could be the start of the bounce back. Would you please welcome Kerry Godleman, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's fair to say, Kerry, that obviously you're not a fan of the podcast, none taken.
Sorry, Tom.
When you arrived and gave me your Kenny logins, right?
Yes.
You gave me your Kennys, and I was like, great. And you start going on about how what you've bought on Amazon in the last 6 months, isn't that interesting? And
yes.
Then I said to you the crucial words, yeah, but I go right back to the start. You said the
I
word.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe you do that.
That's what's going to happen.
What year would that have been then?
Well, thanks for teeing me up, Kerry Godleman. We're going to go right back to the 5th of February 2003. Here we are, guys. The audience now looking at.
2003? Is that how long Amazon has been?
Well, our earliest recorded, I feel like an Amazon archaeologist now. The earliest recording that we've had on My Mate Bought a Toaster was comedian Matt Green.
Yes.
Bought a book about Martin Amis on Amazon.com in 1999.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was 4 years behind.
That's right. Yeah. This is last century tech.
Wow.
So this is you in February 2003.
Well, I can't see what I bought.
Okay, so I can tell you. You bought, first of all, you bought The Enlightenment. All right.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Can we also take a moment to look at this? Crucially, you bought The Enlightenment, which and another book called Is that a book or is that a?
I know why this was.
Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
I was doing a play. I was doing a play at the Bristol Old Vic. I was doing Dangerous Liaisons at the Bristol Old Vic.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go.
So I was acting that week.
So The Enlightenment by Norman Hampson.
Yeah.
There we are. That cost you £8.79. Did you read that book?
I can't remember.
Is this going to be a theme? Is this going to be a lot of you going, I don't remember this?
I hope not, but okay. My memory is appalling.
All right.
I must have been recommended to read that as a sort of bit of background reading research for the play.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a big part in that play. I played the whore. And don't laugh. And I was in two scenes.
Oh, wow.
So I probably sort of picked that book up and thought, oh, Christ, I could get away with this. I don't need to read it.
I'm trying to work out what the two scenes of the whore are. Is one of you sort of standing on the street corner as the whore and then the other
no,
one is...
No, like she's a high-class whore. The main guy. Do you remember the main lead character?
I would say...
He's John Malkovich in the film.
Yes, of course I've seen it.
There's a scene where he writes a letter on her back.
Ooh.
Very erotic.
Oh, wow. Thanks for showing me your back.
Just in case you didn't know what a back was.
It's still there. You
haven't
washed.
And it's good for an audio medium.
Since 2003. Okay, so The Enlightenment and Les Liaisons Dangereuses. And that was in 2003.
Yep.
So you were at drama school?
No, I was. That was a job. I had left drama school. And I
Where
was
did
doing
you go to drama school?
I went to Rose Bruford Drama School.
Okay, all right.
And graduated in 1997, so it was quite a long gap before by the time I did this.
Then there's a gap of 6 years. Okay, so you were already on Blair Government 2 by the time you got around to getting an acting job.
Other acting jobs, bog roll adverts like.
The bog roll ad came along much later. Let's leap on ahead in that case to 2004. Let's see what we've got in 2004. All right, so, we need to put your password back in. Do you remember your password or not?
Yeah.
Don't say it out loud because they'll all listen.
Okay. That would be
and go, the whore with the pen on the back. 97, thanks.
No?
That's not the right password.
But you just did it.
I know. I was going to say we'd edit this out, but actually I quite like the sound of awkwardness. I think it's a relaxing podcast. Listen, if you can hear everyone clenching. your password is incorrect. Well, that's the end of my Airport Toaster. Thanks, everyone. Really great to see you. What a show.
Show me your phone again. Oh, shit.
Right, my phone's in the other room. This is all falling apart.
Hang on. You showed me the password. So what happens is...
Let me try again, because I know my password.
I think there was a capital.
There was a capital at the beginning. Did
yes,
you put,
there was.
So we should do a podcast about passwords. All right, keep me signed in, motherfucker.
I'm confident about it.
Yes. Oh, fuck! Shit! Shit!
That was it.
Andy, have you got that any filler music? Like... Dun, 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 dun.
I'm worried if I keep typing in here.
It's from Ocado, so here we go.
Here we are.
Single-use password.
What happens now?
Hang on. Amazon.
This is me. This is me in machines. I'm jinxed.
Fuck.
Your Ocado history.
Yeah, actually,
that'd be really boring.
That is going to be proper humiliation. All right, here we go.
Mostly olives.
We're back in.
Yay!
Do you think I should keep all of that in the podcast?
Yeah.
That's the charm of the podcast. Everything's falling apart. And
right.
All right, so we're in 2004. Nothing bought on Amazon in 2004.
Go through phases of boycotting Amazon, and then I just break.
Okay, we can see that's happened in 2005. You only place one order. Again, in February. Why do you only place orders in February? Is this some sort of...
I don't know.
New Year thing, and you're trying to restart?
We're a month in, aren't we, by February?
Key question here in 2005. Are you just doing the acting? When does the stand-up start?
Well, I can see what this purchase is, so I think that answers your question.
Well, it does. So you've bought... Here we go. Step by step to stand-up comedy. I think this is...
This is the embryonic stages of my stand-up comedy career.
Right, £11.86 you spent on this, and you've ended up on Live at the Apollo, which is probably offset.
That's mental.
The £11.86, it's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Really, that would have been around the time I started, yeah.
Do you know what I'd like to do? I don't know how you feel
about this. Actually, that's not true. I'd started about 2002, so I'd already been going about 3 or 4 years when I bought that book.
So you were shitting it out on the circuit.
Yeah,
you're like,
I must have been...
I need to buy a book.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me how to do this.
I keep dying. I need some reading material.
Can I write a product review?
We're going
and just on. Say, I read this and I ended up on...
Live at the
Do you think we should do that?
This book is great. 5 stars.
I mean, that's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, that is fair to say.
I mean, 5 stars.
You'll write it as me?
Well, that's your choice, isn't it? That's more up to you.
I think you should.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, well, that's what I want to do. Yeah, but I don't want to... I like how we've got
mic
stands.
Should I hold that for you?
Okay, So the headline's going to be, bought this, made it to live at the Apollo. And then the actual review is going to be, I mean, it took... What year did you do Live at the Apollo first?
God, I don't remember. I'm rubbish at years. I don't know. I don't know. About 6 or 7 years ago, I think, the first one.
All right, so, okay. Hold this again, please.
Okay.
Thanks. I mean,
this is really demeaning. I am a mic stand.
So,
Lit is written on my back.
So it says, headline is, bought this, made it to live at the Apollo. Write your review. I mean, it took a decade. But hey, this
got there in
was
the end.
Where it all started. Yeah, got there in the end. You are going to be going in as Kerry Godleman.
I'm happy with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Here we go. Cheer as we do this, please, ladies and gentlemen. Submit.
My main
All right, so, Kerry Godleman, that was you in 2005. Oh, this is interesting. We're finding a spiritual side to Kerry Godleman.
I love that book.
April 2006, Anatomy of the Spirit. This is an audiobook by Caroline Miss. Here we go. Let's have a look at that. Anatomy of the Spirit. Do you want to tell us about Anatomy of the Spirit?
Well, I can't remember anything about it, if I'm honest.
Okay. This is definitely a theme.
Is it all books, my stuff?
No, we'll get... No, there's more stuff later on.
I know what that book was about. It was all about chakras and things of that nature.
You can tell by looking at her. Look at that picture of the author right there.
Oh, I know her. Yes, I used to listen to an audio thing of her. It's so funny, isn't it? Because all these things now, I'd listen to her podcasts or I wouldn't buy... Yeah. You know, audiobooks, would I?
Back then, though, audiobooks all the way. She's written books like...
She doesn't look relaxed in her hands.
No, also, this is what's worrying me here.
The hands are complicated.
She's having to pin her right hand down with her left hand. she's got control of her spirit, but she's got a Tourettian right hand, which at any point may give the finger.
But she's operating on a higher...
Yeah.
Plain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's been writing books like Anatomy of the Spirit, Sacred Contracts, and Why People Don't Heal and How They Can. And she's not even a medical doctor, so there you go.
I remember that. I like all that stuff. I've always liked a bit of all that.
Have you?
Oh, God, I really flirt around the peripheries of New Age shit.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
You're a leading voice in the field of energy medicine.
Look, did Oprah say that? I can see Oprah. Once you've got Oprah endorsing one of these people, you're just flying.
Yeah. The Oprah endorsement is a massive moment,
isn't it? It's a massive moment in chakra books.
But do you actually do any of that stuff now? Do you really actually use that?
I do a bit of headspace. I meditate. I do yoga. All that stuff. I mean, you just sort of dip in and out, don't you? Depending on your mental health.
But it's interesting how we've funneled that down, how we've made that more efficient. Like in 2006,
exactly.
You buy a fucking CD and Anatomy of the Spirit to lose in the car. And now you've got your Headspace app.
Exactly. It's a whole different world now.
The Headspace is good. I like the Headspace.
I like the Headspace. I've finished it. I smashed it.
Quick show. That is not the point. You're not supposed to do it in a day.
I knew that.
Yes!
It's a joke, babe.
All right, 2006, fine. So gigging's going pretty well. Acting's going all right as well. Let's see what we've got. We're going to skip on ahead a little bit now. 2007, we've got... Jerry Seinfeld, comedian. That's just cliche. Everyone gets that, Kerry, for goodness sake.
It's good, though.
It is brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant. And then, look, in 2008...
Is it all books?
It's a lot of books, but don't worry, there's other things as well.
You can't just do books.
This is... Okay, we won't just do books. Don't worry, we will get onto other things, but I just want to stop off at this book.
Oh, yes.
This is weird. 2008, Wild Swim, River Lake, Lido and Sea, the best places to swim outdoors in Britain.
Yeah, but I know that woman, Kate Rue. I knew her then. I don't know her now, but at the time, she was a friend of a friend who wrote a book. So if you know someone who wrote a book, you buy the book, don't you? And that's a lovely book, actually. And I do a lot of wild swimming.
Do you actually?
I do, yeah.
You see, this we never have got to this conversation. I've known you for 13 years and I had no idea.
I love a bit of wild swimming.
Right, now, so go on, where do you go wild swimming? Hampstead?
Well, Tooting Lido, mostly, but wild, is it? It's outdoor, though. It's outdoor, and it's hard to do wild swimming in London.
It's pretty wild if you do it after, like, 10 p.m, that is.
If you do it, if you do an E and then get in, you can... Then it's wild. I rivers and sea and stuff,
right,
there's
okay.
loads of it.
Okay, and what did this book bring to your wild swimming game?
Well, it's just nice. It's pictures and that Kate woman dicking about in the water. It's...
Do you think she's going to use that quote on the front cover?
I don't know. Why do books... I didn't read it. It's more about picture. I like books that are like...
They've got pictures, is that what you're saying?
But sometimes, I can't explain it, but you like gardening books, I don't read them. I like to look at, just get inspiration for ideas and stuff.
So the sort of coffee table style.
Yes, coffee table books, that's it.
A wonderful and joyful romp of a book. Roger Deakin would have approved. Wild Swim Like Waterlog will launch 1,000 swimmers. So go on, dive in. There you go. I didn't know. know you were.
There's a whole little movement of Wild Swim kind of cult, isn't there? Where people go mad for it. Because you get a lot of adrenaline off it when you're getting cold water.
Yeah.
Like I haven't done it for quite a while, but there was one year where I was nuts for it. Right. And I was like, it's as if I'd done the Alpha course or something. I was like,
well, it is a bit like that. You're being baptized by the water.
And you just feel there's some chemical, something happens, and you're off your head all day.
Are you saying that's what built Christianity? You think that's
might be
how the whole thing started?
Of,
jumping in cold water.
Yeah, or religion.
Okay, well, from that sort of perfect, you know, the heights of what you've just said there, some of the reviews of this, two stars from Joe. Pretty much ought to have been called the guide to Cornwall and Devon. Fucking hell, Joe.
Come on, Joe, lighten up.
It's a bit unfair, isn't
it? What's Joe so anti-Cornwall and Devon?
I don't know.
Something's happened there for him.
Something's gone wrong for Joe in Cornwall and Devon. Mm. Clearly, someone who's from Somerset.
That's not true, because I vaguely remember that book, and she's jumping in the water all over the country.
Right. Maybe
she's got issues with the West Country.
Well, maybe it's an alphabetical order, and he only got to C and D.
Why would someone bother to go on and write that?
Well, yeah, quite. I mean, there's a lot of that. Kate Weasel, not very practical, but nice coffee table book.
Yeah, there we are.
Not
that's what
practical.
I said.
Not very practical. It's not, not very practical. It's not a pair of goggles, is it?
No, exactly. It's just a book with pictures in it.
To say. Wild Swim. River, lake, Lido and sea. The best places to swim.
Lido, outdoors. See? Lido. She's not shutting down Lidos.
Nothing wrong with a Lido. But a Lido is... Lido's
well, it's not
shallow.
Natural water. No, Tooting. Do any of you know Tooting Lido? It's massive, isn't it? It's the biggest in Europe.
Is it deep, though? Is it actually...
Yes!
Can actually swim properly?
It's huge!
Oh, right, okay. Because in my head, a Lido, is anyone else with me on this, is just a very controlled puddle. Like, it's concrete and...
out of your mind. Have you never been to Brockwell Lido or Tooting Lido?
No,
they're
Clapham,
huge!
But they're very
they're
shallow.
They're huge swimming pools.
All right, okay. Why don't they just call them, I don't know, swimming pools, then?
Also, do you say Lido or Lido? Because there's a bit of division on that
front. Oh, it's Lido, isn't it?
I've met some Lido people and I've shut that down. Are you Lido?
I am.
You're Lido, there you go. They're all, there's a few of them always floating about.
Wow, this is like a new Remain and Leave. This is absolutely terrifying.
Where we're going, we'll be showing that we listen to souls. Cause these lovely ass people gonna talk to the host.
He's gonna ask a couple questions.
What they're buying the most, cause one man goddamn just likes a piece of toast.
All right, let's move on. The other thing I did notice when we got to about 2008 was the beginning of things like the Octonauts.
Ah, children have been born.
The kids are here. You've shocked out some children. Leave Your Sleep by Natalie Merchant.
That's a great album. Okay. I still listen to that now and then.
All right, very nice. Bought that on CD. For Three Little Pigs and Other Stories.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Really?
It's a bit predictable how it ends.
It's amazing, though, how people's Amazon is essentially ruined by children coming along. Like, it's all interesting.
Childbirth books.
Yeah, it's telling the story of you and your creativity, and then your kids arrive and you buy Sheila Kitzinger, The New Experience of Childbirth. You are being defined by your children. So there we are. There's a nice image.
There we are.
Someone who's a pregnant lady on the front of that book there. Sheila Kitzinger, very, very well-known guru of childbirth.
Is she?
Yeah, massively. Was it helpful? Did that help you with the childbirth
What
experience?
Did she... I attempted
Didn't
childbirth.
Read it, did you? Didn't read it.
I did read it. I'm sure I read it. I read a lot of all those books at the time.
Yeah, okay.
I did home birth, so is she someone that recommends that?
Sheila Kitzinger, is she a home birther? That I don't know, actually.
Well, it was all that I was into. Hypnotherapy, hypnobirthing, all that.
Oh, my wife and I did hypnobirthing.
How did that go?
Well, it worked for me because childbirth didn't hurt at all.
Oh, well, is it?
But for her, we did hypnobirthing for 6 months leading up to the birth of the child. And then on contraction number two, she said, and I quote, "Turn that fucking thing off!"
So it didn't work for you.
It did not work. Did it work for you?
Yeah, it did, actually.
Really?
Because I do like, as we've just gleaned from my chakra book, I do like all that sort of stuff. So, the birth...
And, of course, with the Lido, you like a home birth as well.
Yes,
clearly,
exactly.
With your wild
but
swimming.
The birth, I mean, hypnobirthing doesn't take the pain away, but I did manage it. I didn't freak out.
Okay.
That was good.
And, did you have your kids at home? Or did you have
I had the second one at home. The first one, it didn't work out, so I ended up going into hospital. But I still didn't freak out, even in an ambulance... whizzing through Catford.
Because you'd...
Because I was sort of in a sort of, you know, I've mentally coped.
This is interesting.
Yeah,
the spiritualness and the mindfulness.
There's
you know,
something in it, isn't
okay,
there?
Fine, right. Well, you know, it's good, it's good. I mean, you have no memory, which is the only problem.
Yeah, there is that.
The number of times during this recording,
properly,
I don't remember that.
That's because I'm in the moment.
Thanks to the mindfulness app.
I'm not in the past, babe.
quite right too. I approve of that. Let's just go randomly to 2004. And oh, look at this! You've got a Kong puppy, Kong dog
got
chew
a dog.
Toy. Small. You've got a dog.
Got
did
a,
you
dog
get a dog
now. Got a dog when we didn't have the third baby. So because we thought, should we have another one? No, let's get a dog.
Yeah, quite right.
You did it the other way around. You got a dog first, didn't you?
We got a dog first, and we were really happy. And then we had some children.
No, we did it the other way. We had the children, then got the dog. So we got the dog. Well, my daughter was 7 and now she's 13, so that's some maths for you.
Does she love some live maths? does she love the dog?
She did when she was 7, now she's 13.
Oh, so she doesn't have anything anymore.
She couldn't give a shit about the dog.
Let's talk about the Kong puppy. Kong
didn't
toys.
Work out.
Well, for those of you who don't have a dog, they look a little bit like a sort of plastic colon, I was thinking. And essentially they're...
And you're meant to put like treats like... peanut butter or something in it, aren't you? Well, and then the dog's meant to lick it out.
You sort of thumb a kind of... I don't want to get too anal here, but it's like
you're... proper anal.
You're thumbing a suppository treat in the bottom
yes.
right there
yes.
of the thing. And you jam it in, you hand it to the dog. And essentially, if your dog is hungry, you're basically torturing your dog. You're putting their food in a prison and saying, there you are, MacGyver, break out of that.
But dogs like that, don't they? They find that sort of fun and stimulating.
How do we know dogs like that? Like, have you ever seen a dog smile? They're not smiling, they're just panting.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Tails wagging.
Yeah, that's just controlled panic. That's all it is. What kind of dog do
it's
you
a Scotty Westy cross.
Lovely. Oh, lovely. Okay, fine.
What have you got?
We've got a...
not a poo, not a thing poo.
Labradoodle. Okay,
why
so...
Are dogs poodles crosses?
Because they...
All dogs are becoming poodle crosses.
Well,
all
can,
of them.
I can tell you there is a reason
we're
why
we're homogenising dogs.
Fuck, look what's happened.
Oh, mate.
Oh, mate,
that's your stupid computer. I mean, why does it keep doing that?
Yes, I'm back in! Sorry, that was just funny.
See, they've lost any enthusiasm for that.
They are completely done with that. All right, so that's 2014. You've got the kids, you've got the dog.
Kids, got a dog. This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's very hard to keep going. One a week is a very demanding of my time, Kerry. 2015, what have we got here?
Oh, look, this is...
Oh, this is lovely.
Tells the age of the child.
Well, hang on. Let's just take a moment to look at practicing the power of now. This
not more hippie shit.
Oh, you've gone for the hippie shit.
But I love all that.
You're staying in the moment. We know that. You're staying in the moment.
I'm right in the now.
You've got the Harry Potter, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, adult child, cloak, robe, dress, costume, size, SML.
Can I guess the month? This is going to be World Book Day, isn't it? This is a panic purchase for World Book Day.
Yeah, yeah. And you can bet your bottom dollar you're not the only person doing that. World Book Day is essentially...
Oh, God, it's a panic attack.
It's genius for the Harry Potter brand, isn't it? I mean, that is... They make a fortune on World Book Day just in costumes alone.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we've got the cloak right here. I don't know if that's Gryffindor.
I mean, some parents do make proper good costumes. And they're awful. They're awful people. But everyone else is getting this shit off Amazon the night before.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. And it is all kids dressed as Harry Potter.
It's all kids dressed as Hermione and Harry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then also one kid whose parent has forgotten and, like, on the morning has sort of, I don't know, thrown some string on them.
Given them
Sammy the Spider!
Or given them a Darth Vader mask or a Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Or there are books on it!
Yeah, put my coat on and fuck off. It's unavailable at the moment, that cloak, just in case you want
to... Oh, really? Well, we're out of that window now. Mine too have outgrown that.
Does that have a little bit of sadness there that the kids have outgrown that?
A little bit. I do get a little bit sad. Like, she was really into Harry Potter, my daughter. So she had all the gear, and now it's all gone.
What have you done with the gear? You've just got a pile of Harry Potter costumes.
It's all down the charity shop.
All right, okay, fine. Someone else.
There's something happens when they become teenagers where they just want to erase... Like, she took all the pictures... All her old pictures off the wall. Any sort of sign or symbol of childhood.
Oh, I can't bear
and
this.
And now it's like Slipknot posters. And it's just, it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she hate you or is she nice to you still?
Well, it's up and down.
Oh,
like
no.
Sometimes. And she's meant to hate me a little bit. That's sort of normal, isn't
it?
You'll probably find some parenting books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
do you know
I'll
what?
I
know that I bought one about coping with teenagers not that long ago.
All right, we'll get on to that then.
When in trouble, get a self-help book. That's my advice. Read the shit out of it.
A lot of Star Wars stuff here.
Yeah, there we are.
Star Wars hero mashers. $13.99, very nice. What else have we got here? Good dot-to-dot action. I mean, really, this is all
it's
for
all
the kids,
stuff,
isn't it? Let's see what
it's all kids stuff or self-help books.
Yeah, it's basically help me, I've got a kid and
or
a dog.
Dog
that is the story your Amazon purchase history is telling
there
us.
There we are. Why do we have to park again?
Get yourself some gas and air and breathe deeply.
We're talking on the phone while he had his arm inside my vagina.
In my head, I was saying, could you go and see if the anaesthetist is free? And what I was actually saying out loud was, help me!
CD player doesn't work.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry! Why am I fucking CD player? Where's my playlist?
That's One Torn Every Minute with me, Beth Murray. Available now from Great Big Owl.
Help me!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Toasty news. Starlight Ice Dance Red Fire Leotard.
That's when she was into gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
Now she barely moves.
Because of the muscle damage of gymnastics.
She's a teenager now.
So, Kerry Godleman, September 2015, you bought the Lonely Planet Los Angeles guide.
Yes.
Showbiz! Showbiz!
Hooray for Hollywood!
So you bought it for £0.01, which tells you everything you need to know about Los Angeles. tell us why you got this.
I went to LA to do a film, and I bought that probably to be a tourist while I was there, because I did 8 days filming across 6 weeks.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had a lot of time on my hands. Yeah. So I sort of, that was a very useful companion, that book.
That book might as well be called Please Mug Me as well. Walking around LA. I was in LA for a bit and I found myself walking to downtown, which is really rough and I had no idea.
Where's downtown? It's so huge, LA. Don't know where downtown is.
It's down the town.
Yeah, but there is no town.
No.
There's no centre.
It's just endless grids of buildings.
Yeah.
Often with nice restaurants.
Some bit, like the Venice bit by the sea is the equivalent to like going to Birmingham to go to Pasadena or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
it's so far away.
Of it's huge. So tell us about that. So you were out in LA for 8 weeks.
I did a Christopher Guest film, yeah. I know, it's good fun. So it was a thing called Mascots, which is still on Netflix, if anyone's curious.
Anyone?
And and that's why I bought that book, to go out there and do that. I haven't been back since, though.
Have you not?
I dream of it. I think, I'll go back, but I've never been back. And that was when? 5 years ago?
This was in 2014.
Going back, isn't it? And I thought I'd go back. I thought, I'm going to do this regularly. I'll be in films all the time.
This book is going to get a lot of use. I will be.
Back. Haven't been back since.
Popping this in the charity shop.
So. I like it there, though. I can see the appeal.
I loved LA. So you left your husband and kids behind and you went to LA.
Oh, yeah.
For 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, they did come out in the end. We did Disneyland and all that. I was there for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then they came out for 10 days.
Right, okay.
And we hung out a bit.
Were you impressed by the thing that impressed me most when I was lucky enough to film in Los Angeles was the food on the set.
Oh, such good food! So crafts. What do they call it?
Craft services.
Yes.
So basically, if you film in the UK, you get a cup of tea.
Barely a biscuit.
And a shitty look.
Yeah.
That is as good as it gets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as good as it gets.
Yes.
And if you go to LA, basically they get the entire food options of a whole high street.
I went off my head on guacamole. I just was like scooping it in.
Yeah.
They
were doing full subs there. That's what I discovered one afternoon.
Would you remember in Bullets Over Broadway, the Jim Broadbent character just gets fatter and fatter and fatter? That is a little bit how I felt. I thought, if you don't watch this, because I've become a peasant when things are free.
Oh my God, I'm unstoppable when things are free.
Yeah.
I am a a buffet slayer.
Yes, you're like, get out the big pockets. Yeah. So I'm getting really excited. I'm like, I'll have a few donuts. And you can easily, you know.
You could do a lot of damage.
You could do a lot of damage, yeah.
Right. That's the truth of showbiz. That's why you were never asked back because of the food shortages that happened out there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. 2016, right? I don't know, hopefully you haven't looked over my shoulder and seen this.
Oh.
Bearing in mind, early days in 2004, you made about like one or two orders a year, right?
Okay.
How many orders do you think you made in 2016? It was a stressful year for a lot of people.
It was a big year for a lot of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, 10 or 11?
10 or 11 orders in the year?
Yeah, maybe.
117.
What? What happened?
Would you like to have a look at this, ladies and gentlemen?
What the hell was I buying?
There you are, guys. I'll put it on the big screen for you. There you are. That is 117 orders.
God!
Oh, did you hear the of judgment there from the crowds? Several people. Ooh.
But we all lost our way a bit in 2017, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was a really troublesome year. What was I buying?
You were buying...
I think I have a vague memory that that year I did the main bulk of my Christmas shopping online.
That's like, when it happens. That's when you really go
crazy.
And
I try and not
shopping.
Do that. I do try and buy Christmas presents in real life.
It just makes me realise the shit we buy for our kids.
Oh,
Tom
look.
Gates, yo, kids, children's short sleeve t-shirts.
Oh, that's birthday purchases. These are stocking fillers. I'm really trying to knock all this tat on the head.
Well, it's easy all... when you've got a teenager who hates life. It's fine, you don't need to get them anything.
She just... But then I'll buy her a Slipknot t-shirt, or it's all bought like in haste, bit last minute.
Yeah, that's the genius of Amazon. 11th of January 2016, The Sound of Music.
Well, you can't go wrong with
that. £5, you absolutely can't go wrong.
When you need the comfort of old Julie.
Oh, it's just wonderful. She's not old.
She is old. She is old.
She really is literally very old. what else have we got here? Lovely. A Falcon 16 centimeter oblong enamel pie dish.
What?
Kerry Godleyman.
Why? Oh,
so London. Get myself a pie dish.
But you can get one of them anywhere in a pie shop.
£3.99.
Why would I have bought that online?
I don't know. I'm asking. That's my
Clearly
question.
Clearly, I was having a breakdown.
Right. Do you want to buy it again? There's a buy
no,
it again
don't
option.
Buy it again. So I do use those enamel dishes a lot.
Okay, all right. So you
so
bought
that's a bit of insight into my cooking.
£3.99 on a pie dish. I love a pie though, because you do just put everything in it and just put it in the oven and then walk
Pie's
away.
Pie's great.
Can't go wrong with a pie. What else have we
it's
got?
It's all kids stuff, isn't it?
It's all kids stuff. It's all kids. Oh my gosh, just pages and pages and pages of stuff that you bought in 2016. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. All right.
What's that?
Oh, that's,
what was that, Cary Grant film?
Bringing Up Baby.
Oh, yeah, that's Cary a good
Grant.
Film.
Yeah, brilliant. This is a good one, actually. Let's have a quick stop off on this one before we jump into the present. That's what we're going to do, Kerry. We're going to finish this by looking at the last few months. Okay,
great.
So very quickly, May 2016, this is a good one. You bought the folding camping tub chair, heavy-duty padded fishing moon seat, portable outdoor. So this is Kerry Godleyman when you've really given up.
No, I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if you put in as a search thing camping equipment and there's more, because I am quite passionate about camping equipment. And
okay.
I mean, I this is porn for me.
Okay.
I absolutely love camping equipment, all
right.
of it. I love a zip-up kitchen.
Right.
I love a retractable broom.
Mm-hmm.
I love a concertina washing-up bowl.
Is this because you're scared of the apocalypse and you want to
no,
be ready
I
to go?
I just like it. Or? I even bought a camper van in the end.
Did you really?
Yes.
But hang on, you actually go camping with the camper van?
Yeah.
Completely fine in that case.
I really love all this shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that chair I wouldn't recommend, actually.
Okay, go on. Let's give us a review.
It just didn't work out. Because it's really, really heavy. When you fold it up, it's not... Like, you wouldn't take it to a festival because you've got to lug it about.
Well, I wouldn't take it to a festival for other reasons, to be honest.
You wouldn't go to a festival, would
well,
you?
Well, I wouldn't go to a festival. That's the first one. I wouldn't need one because I'd be sitting in my car, in the car park, refusing to come out. That was
Do you
me.
Not like all that stuff?
What, festivals?
Camping
I'm
and festivals.
I'm just not that keen on the smell of human shit. It's sort of my main stop-off point, really, with festivals.
When did you last go to a festival?
I went to a festival in Glastonbury 2008.
Oh, well, they've moved on.
Really?
You don't have to smell human feces at a festival. It's not inevitable.
Well, what have they done? They've given everyone...
I don't know, but they've worked out the sanitation in some way. I don't associate it exclusively with the smell of shit.
That's all I can think of when I think of a festival.
I mean, you do have to deal with body stuff.
Well, I was going to say, it's not true. It's not the smell of shit. Also, it's the smell of piss as well.
Well, I dragged...
Someone threw... During the Kaiser Chiefs, someone threw a pint of piss and it hit me on the neck.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Do you know what? I was right at the front. Don't even like the Kaiser Chiefs. I was waiting for the Manic Street Preachers. I was absolutely livid.
Yeah, that does sound awful. I took my husband to Glastonbury early on in our relationship because he'd never been.
Mm.
And I was like, you've got to go. It's a rite of passage. You have to go.
Yeah, you get your chair.
You get your chair.
You sit at the front.
And you get to see all these great bands. And he didn't like it. And it was one of the wet years. I can't remember what year it was.
Okay.
And it was awful. It was awful. Yeah. And then a bloke pissed up the back of his leg in Coldplay. And he said, I'm really not having a good time.
Does that mean using the rules of dogs that your husband now belongs to that bloke? All right, Kerry, let's come crashing into the present now, completing the story of Kerry Godleman. We've started off with books about getting in stand-up comedy, lots of mindfulness, lots of toys for the kids. And now we've got... this really completes the journey beautifully. The flower garden. How to grow flowers
no, I'd say that was consistent.
From seed.
Yeah, that's consistent with me. I'd have bought that back at the beginning, wouldn't I?
Really?
Well, maybe. Okay, fair enough. Maybe not. I have got more time on my hands now.
That is something you read during your retirement. Sorry.
Actually, I don't recommend that book. It came this week and I wasn't that into it.
Oh, really?
No. I do like gardening, though. So there's quite a few gardening books in there.
So have you got into gardening more recently as the kids have got older and more
teenager? I've always had a bit of it and I've got an allotment and stuff. But
ew.
I've got more into it since they've become a little bit less interested in me.
Okay. Also, It Chapter 2.
Oh, that's my daughter.
Is that your daughter by now?
Yeah, she watched that for her birthday last week.
Hang on a second, Kerry Godleman. I'm sorry to be slightly pernickety. I think you'll find that's an 18.
I know, and she's 13.
And your daughter's 13 years
old. I wasn't happy about it. I said I don't want you to watch it, but they don't. Mm. It's weird, they don't listen to me.
So again, completing the story beautifully from toys for kids to this. Slipknot, the grey chapter... official black poster. Oh,
I mean, that is the poster I persuaded her to get. The one she wanted was so horrific.
Well, and that's not. So just to describe it, Kerry, describe what that is on that poster.
It's a skeleton. Is it, like, dead? I mean, I know it's dead, but is it, like... hanging, it's like being...
No, I think it's sort of standing in a slightly crucifix style.
Yeah, it's
but
crucifix-y.
Its hands are flat against the wall.
Are they nailed in?
No.
For extra doom?
I think it's about to leap off the wall. Do you know what I mean?
It's really sinister. It's really depressing because I do like bands and music, as we were just talking about festivals and stuff like that. And
like the Rolling Stones band.
Well,
like
no,
that.
But other bands and stuff. And then she's now decided to get into Slipknot. I'm really, really disappointed.
So is Slipknot that proper kind of...
Yes!
That one. Oh,
aren't they?
No.
Aren't they awful?
Yeah.
Awful. I mean, I'm just really hoping... But what I'm doing, because I read it in a teenage book about parenting teenagers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going along with it. If I make it out like it's a big problem, she'll just get more into it. She'll come back with that tattooed on her face. So I'm just pretending that it's all cool. And so I've spoken to young people, younger... grown-up people,
yeah,
and they're like, it's fine. Isn't Ed Gamble quite into Slipknot? He tweeted the other day about
yeah.
how... Right.
Yeah, he likes
well,
that.
He seems like a nice man. So
oh, he's killed people, to be fair. But that makes sense. That's what you're supposed to do with the teenagers.
Just let them do it. Don't like, because if you give them resistance, they will want to rebel, and then she'll just come home with a web face tattoo. So I'm just like I'm just rolling with it, and you pick your battles. And it's like I can live with that Slipknot poster.
I've just got this image. It's this sort of it's like something out of this Hyacinth Bouquet or something. Like you've just got this daughter upstairs screaming along to Slipknot, and you're sitting downstairs reading The Flower Garden. How to grow flowers from seed.
She does like other bands as well. Like, but that one is the one that I'm most upset about.
Okay, I think what we're going to do, we're going to finish our final item for Kerry Godleman, just to sort of complete the story for today's episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster with the fabulous Kerry Godleman. And this, for me, sums up just how...
domestic.
I was going to say rock and roll, but it is... You know, I don't want to say dull, Kerry, but you bought a 9x16-inch chimney draft excluder. So...
There'd be more of this junk in this conversation.
Is it living with awful teenagers has made you want to block your own chimney? I don't.
What I do is I crawl up there and then put that behind me.
No, but this is wonderful. This is deeply practical. I've never seen this product before. This sums up what Amazon's
it's
amazing
a risky
for.
Purchase because I thought, is this going to work? I mean, we just don't know. But I can say it does. There was a terrible draft coming out of the chimney. And I was sick of it. And then someone said, haven't you got a chimney lamb? That's what they're called.
A chimney lamb?
They're called a chimney lamb.
Right.
And they haven't called it that there. Yeah. And you just stick it up the chimney.
What?
And it blocks the draft.
And has it made a difference?
Yeah, it's made a massive... It's really got the bills down, Tom.
Wow. Well, if that's cost you £30, you've already bought that back, haven't you?
You really have bought that back.
Wow.
Yes,
we like to finish this with genuine shopping advice. That's so what
I would highly recommend that. Five stars.
We bring advice on looking after teenagers, the life story of Kerry Godliman, and how to get your heating bills down. What other podcast does that, ladies and gentlemen?
You're welcome.
Absolutely perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, could you please give a massive round of applause to the fabulous Kerry Godliman? Kerry, thank you so much for letting us root through your belongings. It's been a joy.
It was enlightening.
For really you, more than anyone else, because you don't remember anything.
It's like consumer therapy, isn't
That's
it?
That's the idea. Yeah,
it's great. It's a really good idea,
Tom. Do you feel cleansed? Do you know what? It's a good idea. It was my wife's, which is really annoying. That's the end of My Mate Bought a Toaster for another week. Thank you very much for listening. Give us a follow at ToasterPod. Rate and review and all that stuff. We'll be back soon. Thanks, bye! Love and murder, baby, don't walk out that back door. Long after love you, I'm thinking of you. When I'm without you, I'm thinking about you. Please don't leave me, don't leave me. Why do we have to part? GreatBigOwl.com. All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before. These are small. And put it down in front of Bagpuss. I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories. Suppose Martin has a bash in the head like this. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother. I love when a plan comes together. Come and tell us what yours are too. We've all been told we can't discuss nominations. It's a bit of car air. Shut up. Put a novel on the top. I think I like you, Lovejoy. Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Great Big Owl. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.